I saw a clip of Taylor Swift attempting to twerk. How do we feel about white women trying to do things they have no business doing? I don't know if you black folks know this, but apparently our savior, Candace Owens.
No, we're not talking about her.
Oh, okay, sorry. This is bigger than that. Shut the fuck up, hold on, we're gonna do it. The French president supposedly, allegedly, his wife is a nigga. Not nigga black, nigga mad. I'm sorry, you know.
Nigga
man. Everybody is a nigga to us, but his wife is a man. Welcome to another episode of the ADHD Hour.
And today we're live in effect. You feel me?
My name is Young God.
And my name is, you don't have to worry about it.
Wow. Shit. They're trying to connect with you. Your audience wants to connect with you. At least give them your name.
Cash App Zelle.
What the fuck?
Don't fucking know. It's the ADHD Hour.
All right. Have you seen the Grammys? Did you watch the Grammys?
No, that's for stupid people.
All right. You're supposed to ask me if I watched the Grammys.
Did you watch the Grammys?
No, that's for smart people.
Oh, really?
That's stupid.
Really?
I saw a clip of Taylor Swift attempting to twerk.
Oh, I saw it.
How do we feel about white women trying to do things they have no business doing?
Hey, black people don't own twerking.
Okay.
Out of all the things that we can own, it can be twerking.
Okay. I'm not going to make it a race thing then. I'm going to make it a body shaming thing. How do we stop women who don't have the proper physical attributes to partake in certain activities like dancing?
More specifically twerking.
They should be doing.
I think that's ableist, bro.
How's that? Oh, Taylor Swift is a handicap.
She only has a back.
She's all back, no ass.
I do wonder how she takes a shit, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
Probably standing up like an ostrich. Yeah. I don't know, Shreddy. It looks like a fucking bird.
Ostrich are thick, so no. You ever seen an ostrich? They got a doubt. You see them running?
When's the last time you had sex? You sound like he down bad, man.
I'm not down bad enough to think about bestiality, nigga.
An ostrich is finer than Taylor Swift, is what you're saying.
It's thicker than Taylor Swift, yes.
Thicker than Taylor Swift. Would you rather fuck an ostrich or Taylor Swift?
I'm fucking Taylor. What the
fuck? What?
Okay, I think she's a horrible person, so I would give her a hateful dick.
You'd pick a plank?
She's a billionaire. Yes. Does that mean your wood gets splinters?
If you fuck Taylor Swift, your wood gets splinters.
Hey, that's not what we said. You said fucking a plank. I never said Taylor Swift was a plank.
Because fucking Taylor Swift is like fucking a plank of woods because she got no back.
Why do we do this to people, bro? Like, why do we attack people with
our jokes? We're not attacking people. We're joking about people and their physical attributes, which they can help. Although she's a billionaire, she should be able to get herself a brand new ass.
But she's securing herself because she knows how to manipulate people and make billions of dollars.
She's securing herself?
Yes. Because every time there's a Grammy ceremony, you always see Taylor Swift doing Taylor Swift stuff.
Dude, that's right.
She's there what was that Grammy where she was like awkwardly rapping?
You know, Nicki Minaj thing or whatever the fuck she was doing. Do you think the reason why she doesn't have an ass is because she shook it off?
shake it off. Yeah, definitely.
You gotta explain the joke, nigga. It's like, why are you trying to assist me?
Because we're black. Other black people don't listen to Taylor Swift.
Everyone knows the song Shake It Off.
No, they don't. Only we do because we are Oreos.
Oh, we're Oreos. Yo, what were we talking about again? Anyway, yeah.
Taylor Swift twerking at the Grammys.
Okay, bitches with no ass twerking. How do we feel about that?
I say, if it makes them happy, go for it. Don't give a damn about what two niggas on the internet have to say. If you have no ass, you're a flat board, a surfboard, like Beyonce said, and you just want to wiggle around, do it.
I think it's only fair. Taylor Swift appropriating black culture by twerking, and then Beyonce winning a country album, she had no business winning.
Oh, that's true, because right. Taylor is supposed to be country, huh?
We'll give Taylor the twerking then, since Beyonce won Grammy for Best Country Album. That's fair.
That's a fair exchange. And they both have brainwashed motherfuckers who follow them. We have the Swifties and we have the Beehives.
Yeah, yeah.
They can fight and eat each other alive.
Okay, okay. Would you rather watch Taylor twerk for 5 days straight or listen to Beyonce do a country album with a country accent singing about cotton picking? for the next 5 months.
Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, okay, fine. Okay. I'm picking the twerking bitch.
Why?
I don't know. I know I'm going to get canceled for this, but I only like Beyonce's singles. Like,
not albums.
Yeah, like, I like Halo. I liked Single Ladies. What else? Diva.
Flawless was pretty good. It's a good song.
I don't even know that song. I mean, I think I've heard it before, but I don't really care for it. So three songs from Beyonce. Like, she's super talented and all of that good shit. But I just feel like we have this tendency to exalt people because of the fucking music they make. But then the funny thing is, she doesn't write all her lyrics. She has composers with her. She has writers with her. But, like, she's the face of the music. So then we just put them up on this pedestal. We do the same thing with Kanye. I just don't give a damn about Beyonce like that.
So do you think it's less authentic if an artist has writers? Meaning, like, you listen to them because you can relate to what they're saying, but to come to find out, it's not even their words. It's someone else's.
I mean, I think there are levels to it, for sure. If somebody wrote a song and they send you the reference, and you're like, oh my God, I love this, and then you just re-sing it, because you can relate to it, I don't fuck with it.
Okay.
Because it didn't come from you.
But if you were in the writing process,
you're able to contribute to that experience by lending your voice, which to me, it's cool. But I will respect the person who wrote the lyrics more than
Or even if it was a partnership with a writer where they were writing.
Yeah, it was together. Both sitting. Yeah. That's the other level. If a singer is sitting down with a writer and they're discussing like what they want to write and what they want to talk about, and like they make that, it's a collaborative effort, hell yeah.
So what I'm hearing is you want the Beehive to come after you.
Fuck the Beehive. The Beehive ain't got no goddamn, if I say the Beehive ain't got no goddamn power, then they're gonna dig up all my shit and then boom, they cancel.
Okay, let's go back on Taylor Swift. She's easy target. So
no, she's not. She's a billionaire. You see how she's distancing herself from the scandal that's going with Blake Lively?
And what's his name, Ryan Reynolds?
That's white people problem. We don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, y'all don't care.
Let's talk about Kendrick Lamar winning fucking 6 Grammys? 5
seven?
Grammys?
Isn't it 7?
7? I don't know. A shit ton of Grammys. Shout out to my nigga Kendrick Lamar.
A song calling another man a pedophile won an award. One of the most prestigious awards in music.
I have a hot take. You want to hear it?
Give me.
All right. Not Like Us isn't about Drake.
It's about the Jews.
Hey, why are you stealing my punchline, bro?
It is? It was my theory.
Not Like Us. It was my theory.
That was my theory.
Stop it. Drake is half black and half Jewish.
That's Kendrick's master plan. Hold on. He knows who controls the music industry. He makes us. Hold on. Kendrick knows who controls the music industry, and he uses Drake as a front to pretend he's taking shots at Drake, but he's really taking shot at the handlers in the music industry, doing so to the point where he knows that would get him an award, pretty much doing a whole, stop hitting yourself. Ooh, this man Kendrick is brilliant. I feel like that's all the Kendrick dick suckers would tell.
This motherfucker stole my fucking theory.
Really? Anyway, you came up with that too?
Yes. What he's saying. So this beef came on during the time where there was tension between Israel and Palestine. And there were a lot of people in support of Palestine because of the nonsense crap that the Israel government was doing. So Kendrick Lamar,
true
black person who supports the Muslim community, the Black Panthers and all that stuff. Like, he was like, even though the... Whatever, just roll with it, okay? He's like, you know what? Tired of this shit. We have a fucking colonizer who fucking went in and appropriated our culture because this motherfucker is half black and half white. He's over here benefiting from his other connections.
Jewing it up
while fucking up other people, allegedly, okay? Like, he apparently he's fucking up other people's baby mamas, wives, and all that shit. I don't know the fucking details, but there was some talks about, like, he's a terrible person. Okay, fine. Whatever the fuck. And in addition, if you think about the diss, he's throwing the pedo diss, right? Who is notoriously known for being pedo shit?
Whites.
No.
Huh?
Epstein.
What? Wait, was Epstein Jewish?
Yeah. Did you not hear the last name?
And his comrades? Hey, don't you want some Jew money, though?
I don't want no money. I want my money.
Okay. All right. Well, continue.
So Kendrick Lamar wrote that this and said, hey, they're not like us. They're in this industry profiting off of our black culture, and Drake is the representation of that, so Drake got all of it. When he said they're not like us, he's not talking about Drake and his friends, because Drake's friends, he has a bunch of black friends and shit like that. He's talking about his kind, who come in and profit off of black culture while not being black and just destroying it.
Do you think this video would get demonetized?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Because we're not even a monetized channel. So. But when they want to take us down, they're going to go back and find a bunch of shit that's wrong with our videos and just strike us down and then just cancel our YouTube channel.
Would you rather be Taylor Swift's little bitch or Drake's little bitch?
Why would I be Drake's little bitch?
Because he's Jewish.
Nicer. Let's get off the three-letter word.
That's the three letter. G-E-W-I-S.
What the fuck?
I'm dyslexic. It? Anyway.
If you mix the letters around, you get Swift.
Oh my God. Hey, we're sorry, y'all. Anyway. It's late, nigga. We're out of jokes. All right.
So now let's get into some hot tea, because I don't know if you black folks know this, but apparently
our savior, Candace Owens.
No, we're not talking about her.
Oh, okay, sorry.
This is bigger than that. Shut the fuck up. Hold on. We're going to do it. So I know you black people are not hip like that, because you guys don't give a fuck about other countries, but there's some hot tea brewing, because apparently the French president, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want his mother to come and sue me, because if I misspeak,
supposedly, allegedly,
his wife is a nigga. Not nigga black,
nigga mad. I'm sorry, you know.
Nigga
man. Everybody is a nigga too much, but
his wife is a man.
Allegedly.
And the French president is getting digged down, supposedly, allegedly.
His wife was apparently a dude. Well, now he's walking around with motherfucking wig and looking like whatever. And then now,
allegedly,
and it's been going on for a long time. Everybody in France know about it. It made its way to the U.S.
Allegedly.
Candace Owens, allegedly.
Our savior, Candace Owens, has opened our eyes to the monstrosities that's been going on in France.
Oh, my God. No.
What? I've accepted Candace Owens as my savior.
Have you not?
Amen. Hallelujah.
This is blasphemy.
You said it.
Have you accepted Candace Owens as your Lord and Savior?
I have no master.
Anyways,
so I think it is ridiculous to be able to get away with such a big lie.
Allegedly.
Well, I'm trying to throw the fucking French president a bone.
Wouldn't it be, you know, common knowledge if you had a whole wife, you know, and you're the president of a country and your whole wife was a man, allegedly?
Like, it's not possible, guys. Don't believe the lie.
Let's set it up. Supposedly.
She may be an ugly woman.
supposedly, the French president, the current sitting French president, is that their term, the title? Whatever. Mm-hmm. Met his now wife when he was 14.
And she was
35, whatever, like late 30s. And they've been, you know, doing the nasties ever since. But last year, our Lord and Savior, Candace Owens,
my God,
has discovered some evidence pointing to the potential fact that
it wasn't her. There have been journalists in France doing the work, showing the proof.
Right. But our Lord and Savior, Candace Owens, has been able
to
bring these potential facts over here to the States, brought them shits to our attention. And
the tea is hot, as I say the least.
She said, I put my reputation on it and blah, 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 blah. That story was hot for a couple of weeks. But now our Lord and Savior, Candace Owens, has returned with a full documentary showing receipts like black women love to do. Okay? She brought all the receipts.
I'm not going
to lie. To back up her claims.
I'm not going to lie. If someone was going to make a claim and it's easy to believe them without checking, it would be Candace.
So you believe in our Lord and Savior, Candace Owens?
No, motherfucker. What the fuck? No. She's a well-spoken young lady who, from what I can tell, because I don't know much. I don't do much digging on people because I don't give a fuck about people like that. But from what I can tell, she has some level of integrity. And
our Lord and Savior, Candace Owens, has unearthed some earth-shattering proof that the French president, pretty much a lot of powerful individuals allegedly in that country, are just pedos.
They are diddlers.
Diddlers, molesters.
Lord, this is the episode.
Allegedly.
But I recommend that you guys look into this tea because it is piping hot.
Unlike our Lord and Savior, Candace Owens, we speak and understand French. So if the French president wants to come after us.
Oh my God, don't do
nous that. Nous gardons fin des têtes nous. Oh wait, that was Creole.
Wait a minute. It's our duty to take them down because of what they did to our country. Let's go. Fuck.
Hey, go back there. If you throw these shots, our Lord and Savior, Candace Owens, will not be able to protect us. You have to know, pick your battles, okay?
We can't go back to Europe because of this video now.
Should we not put out this episode? I don't know. We can't go back to Europe?
I'm telling you.
I don't know. They're not going to see it. If it blows up, we don't go back to Europe. But if it doesn't blow up like everything in the past, we chill. If I get stopped at the airport, I swear to God, I would have already spent money on flight, Airbnb. They're like, nah, you're not committed to France, nigga. They send me back.
But will the rest of Europe take us?
Yeah.
Because my favorite country is Switzerland.
My favorite country is Spain. But I want to go to Paris later this year.
Just because we are speaking truth, that's crazy.
You know no, allegedly.
You know what? You know what? It's a joke.
I will renounce my Lord and Savior, Candace Owens, if the French government let me back in their country.
If the French government show us the birth certificate for their...
What? This is a good note to end this episode. Y'all, thank you.
Look up the tea, guys. It's hot. It's very hot. I'm telling y'all.
I couldn't believe it myself until I saw it on TikTok. And then next thing I know... Candace always started to cover it, and I'm like, holy shit, this is real, guys. So, yeah.
Oh, God.
It's anyway, hot tea.
Deuces.
We'll see y'all next time.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we just did that.